Manchester, you know, the one in England, is known for its great music scene. Think The Smiths, New Order, Joy Division, and of course, this band. I've been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce. Whoa. That's Elbow. They've won many awards, won over many critics. They performed at the London Olympics and supported U2 in concert. The band got together when they were in their teens, and that was about 25 years ago. The group's latest and sixth album is called The Takeoff and Landing of Everything. Paper cup of the boat, heaving chest of the sea. Carry both of us, carry her, carry me. Guy Garvey and Pete Turner of the band join us from the studios of XFM in London. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Tell me about this title, The Takeoff and Landing of Everything.
There's a few themes on the record. One of the themes is the fact that I spent a lot of time in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, while we were making this record. Mm-hmm. And many of the tunes are about that transatlantic hop between Manchester and New York. Also, The Takeoff and Landing of Everything kind of refers as well to the end of a long-term relationship that I've just come out of. I was with a lovely girl called Emma Jane Unsworth. She's a British novelist. And although it was very sad when we decided we wanted different things, there's no love lost and we're both very good friends. So I wanted that to be reflected in a lot of the songs on the record.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm more accustomed to songs that are being written out of a bitter heartbreak.
Yeah.
Not such a civilized parting.
Well, this is it. And she's writing a book which draws a lot on our mutual experiences over the last few years. There's actually one line in New York Morning. There's a line in there that also starts one of Emma's chapters. And to give you an idea of how closely we work together, neither of us can remember who wrote it. Oh. So we have joint custody of that particular line.
Well, I'm sure you can both hire lawyers who will make the case that you wrote it. First to put a simple truth in words, binds the world in a feeling all familiar, 'cause everybody owns the great ideas, and it feels like there's a big one round the corner. Tenor open out into New York, somewhere in all that talk is all the answers. What did you see in New York that got to you?
I've come to realise that there's a fragility to New York, not just because of recent disasters it's suffered. I mean, the constant need to patch the infrastructure. And the whole place it seems to be held together with the hard work of decent, honest, hard-working New Yorkers. And the sense of community on a city bus, I was quite ashamed that it doesn't exist in England in the way that it used to. So its people is the main thing, as well as its astounding beauty. And it feels like there's a big one around the corner. Besides the shade of everything, but the way it ends depends on if you're home. For every soul, a pillow at a window, please. In the modern Rome, where folk are nice to your coat.
Pete Turner?
Hello.
I gather you and Guy are very old pals, aren't you?
Yeah, in fact, I can remember the day I first met Guy. I've known Guy now for 23 years.
Yeah.
What did you notice in each other? What did you hear in each other's work?
The main thing that kept us together initially was everybody's shared enthusiasm, because we didn't have an ounce of talent. We were so bad. Our drummer's kit was held together with bits of chemistry sets stolen from school. My microphone stand was a broom handle, and all we could play was 12-bar blues and the introduction to A Simple Mind song.
Well, Pete Turner, what makes Manchester such a music scene?
There's a lot of venues. You could go and see someone from just like a local band to like an arena band. There's always music everywhere. When we were kind of just coming through, We knew members of the Smiths and the Stone Roses, and people kind of are happy to help and push you forward a little bit. So people come to Manchester to be in a band and to make music.
A lot of strings in your music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of that as being the northern sound of Manchester. I could be wrong on that.
I think you're right. Probably initially inspired by a record by The Verve called A Northern Soul, which made use of orchestras very, very creatively. But also, it was once I realised that I could write string and brass arrangements despite not being able to read or write music. So I could sing the lines down and then have someone transcribe it for the instruments. And when I realised that, we started using it more and more. And then, of course, our biggest hit today in Europe, it's called One Day Like This, and the strings are quite integral to that song. And as we can never get away with not playing that song, we're always going to have a string section live, so there's really no reason not to use one on every record.
I have to ask what it was like to perform at the Olympics in London in 2012. I gather there was a sign saying no alcohol backstage that you just weren't able to decipher.
Well, basically we were told months in advance that we couldn't have a drink until after the performances, and we were like, what? Anyway, so we solved the problem by smuggling in a load of alcohol into our dressing room, which meant the great and the good of British celebrity, rock stars, models, actors, etc., all knocked on our door, because we were the source, if you like. So we had a wonderful day, met a lot of our heroes, and of course celebrated the great athletes of the world in fine style.
Let me ask you both finally, you see yourself doing this in 10 years too?
Do you know that scene in, I think it's in Alien 3, when she says to the Beast, you've been in my life so long I don't know anything else.
I don't think I saw Alien 3. I only went through the first two. Okay,
but. The fact of the matter is if I've written something I'm proud of, I immediately want to share it with the boys because theirs are the most important opinions to me. And I think that's the same for all of us. Being able to work with people you really love on music that you're really passionate about, see the world, meet people, why would you give that up? Why would you stop doing that?
Guy Garvey and Pete Turner, two of the five of Elbow. They joined us from the studios of XFM in London. Their latest album, The Takeoff and Landing of Everything, comes out on Tuesday. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
That was great. Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
I'm running out of miracles. Alive with one man show.